Hello, this is Andrew Dudich for WITY and Profile. Today we're talking with the Red Mask Players about their upcoming production, August, Osage County. I have Jacob Alt and Sydney Davis with us today. Tell us a little bit about the show. What is August, Osage County about?
Well, it's about a highly dysfunctional family that's coming back together after a tragedy occurs early in the show, and you just watch these people just really be awful to each other for the course of the show. It's not a happy show. Nobody gets a happy ending.
But it is very funny. It's like a dark humor.
It does have its moments.
This is a show for the people that like to watch fires or like to go by the crash really slow to see what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah. These are the dumpster fire people that want to come see this train wreck go down. This is not a family-friendly show. Some situations that happen are not for younger audiences. Most of the language is not recommended for younger audiences. Mm-hmm.
But August, Osage County, I know, is also a play, obviously, but it's also been adapted into a movie.
Yes.
And several things. So people might be somewhat familiar.
Yes, Meryl Streep was the mother in that movie, and she performed it beautifully. I mean, there's a lot of well-known actors and actresses that were in that one. But yeah, there's a lot of dysfunctionalness in there that the viewers might be able to relate to or know somebody who has a family member like that. I know personally, I was like, oh, yep, I know that one. Oh, yep, I have a relative like that. So it is very dark and is very tragic in the beginning. And then there is some humor in between. But you also have this capability of really connecting with some of the characters in it. So that's one of the reasons why I like this show. It's everybody can kind of feel like, oh, yep, I've been in that kind of situation before, that awkward moment in dinner. That kind of thing.
Yeah, it feels very real. It feels like you're legitimately being dropped into someone else's life. It's not a fairy tale. It feels real.
It's like a reality show, but in Oklahoma.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good show, though. It won some awards back in 2008. Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award for the Best Play. And we have some great actors in it right now. We got like Bayary Ackerson, Jennifer Alsop. I mean, I love Jen. She's doing wonderful.
Oh my God.
I mean, the whole cast is just fantastic. It definitely is not recommended for audiences under the age of 17 due to content and language. And also we are making a strict rule. Children under the age of 13 will not be admitted. So
I think it'd be a difficult show to perform just because sometimes comedies I feel like might be a little easier. You can be goofy, but this is very dramatic, very real things you're dealing with. And I liked how you talked about it could be relatable for different people because even though these people might be a train wreck, it's still going to be enjoyable to watch because of relatability or seeing how people deal with things, because these people don't get along and they're forced to all be together to deal with the situation.
It's very much so. It's an emotional roller coaster for sure. But honestly, the little quips of humor that are kind of tossed in there does lighten it enough to where it's not so overbearing. But yeah, it's a very emotionally draining show to be in.
But there's also enough characters throughout the show that you get interactions between different people and you see how different people all interact, like people meeting for the first time, people who haven't seen each other in a decade, and you get to watch all these different character interactions happen. So there's always something new going on to get your attention.
Mm-hmm. Both of you have been in several types of shows. What do you like about being in a show like August?
You want to start?
I like the realistic aspect. I also very much like that it doesn't have a happy ending, that it feels grounded and it feels like real life, because like not every situation you're in is going to turn out your way. Some things go poorly. Sometimes you react poorly to certain situations. And I've said this a couple times now, it just feels very real.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. With this one, it's because we've done a little bit of comedy. We've done a little bit of, you know, serious. But with this one, it's a mixture. So I think the challenge of being able to portray the serious note on one page and then on the next page, you're having to bring in a little bit of that humor, but also keep it still in line with the serious note. It's a bit more challenging, I'd say, than just doing a straight comedy or a straight tragedy. You got to mix it up. So internally, you have to keep your emotions in balance along with the character as you bounce back and forth.
They're all very real people.
Yes, yeah. Very much so. Like, we show emotions all the time, all roller coasters throughout the day, every day of life. So it's nice to see that portrayed on stage as well.
Red Mask is also working with a couple of other local businesses during the showing as well, right?
Yes, yes. We are very excited to be working with a couple businesses not too far away from us, actually. One of them is the Breakfast VIP restaurant that is essentially right across the street from us.
Yeah, it's directly south.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And it's located only a few steps away from the theater, and they're offering a pre-show dinner before each performance. So diners will be able to choose from three entrees, and they will get side dishes, dessert, and a soft drink for an all-inclusive price. And if they're wanting to get more information to possibly make reservations for a little bit of pre-show dinner date time, maybe, or just to, you know, get filled up before you go, get filled up emotionally as well, they can call them at 442-1500. And we're really excited to be able to work with them. Another business, local business that we're working with is Vermilion River Beer Company. They are going to be providing bar service during the show. So, you know, emotions and alcohol, always a good combination.
We did that with Picasso at the La Pana Gil, and that went over very well. Special drinks based off of the show, so I'm sure they'll do something like that again.
And I got to see that show, and the drinks were delicious. Just a side note.
I always had some after shows.
Yeah,
so.
I bet.
And then tell us a little bit about all the particulars. When are show dates? How do people get tickets? That kind of thing.
Yeah, not a problem. So performance times, it will be Friday and Saturday, begin at 7. Then Sunday will be an afternoon performance. It begins at 2.
It's the last week of this month and the first weekend of August.
Yes.
So we're performing August in August. That's
yes,
fun.
That was nice. A little side
tickets
there.
Are $20 for adults, $18 for seniors, and $10 for students. You can order tickets at redmaskplayers.com or call the Red Mask box office at 217-442-5858. Walk-ins are welcome. Reservations are recommended. We do have a limited number of seats.
And new seats, too. Mm-hmm. Well, new to us.
We're
so they're
going to
be
seats, yeah.
Super comfy.
Don't have those little red things anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So if people are wanting dinner and a show, they can get it all basically in the same spot. We just have to walk across the street, and they'll have refreshments and everything for you in there as well. Anything else you can think of about the show that you'd like people to know about?
Just come out, have a good time, you know, maybe unload some past trauma and be able to find some closure. That's one thing that I've kind of looked at with this show is that since everyone can kind of relate to it, you might even be able to tackle your own demons, so to speak.
I think other than that, I think we've touched on everything that we felt like we needed to touch on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just come out and see it, and I promise you will not be disappointed.
Awesome. That is Red Mask presenting August Osage County, July 25th through 27th, and then August 1st through 3rd. Of course, you can go check out redmaskplayers.com for more information. We have Sydney and Jacob. Thanks for talking with me today a little bit about the show, and we look forward to seeing everybody on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us.
This is Andrew Dudich here on WITY4 Profile.